Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to start.
Girls, welcome to the Ballin' Slow Scary Study Show. My name's Tom Mark with El Presidente. So glad that you could join us on a hump day, December 14th, 2011. Yes, the year is kicking by. Are you having fun yet? I'll tell you what. Are you guys done with Christmas? Do you have your Christmas shopping done yet? I'm one of these Christmas Eve shopper kind of guys. And, you know, I do a lot of stuff online, and so, you know, I'm kind of liking not having to battle the mall. And me and the wife went out to Castleton Square Mall last Saturday, and I'm going to tell you what, if it wouldn't been for Jimmy Rockets, I would have been, you know, I find me one of those couches. What do you guys do? 917-889-8516. Hey, so glad that you could join us. Teaming up here with 1400 WBAT and Marion, the Gary Snyder Show, as we do every day right here at between 5 and 7 o'clock Eastern. Now, 5:30, we've got a great guest lined up. We're going to talk about the Star of Bethlehem. What an interesting story. What an interesting guest that we have lined up for you. We'll be right back. We're going to be teaming up with 1400 WBAT and Marion and the Gary Snyder Show. Welcome. So glad you could join us. Do you like what you hear on the Balanced and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions, work with them today.
Closed at 10:15, down 33 cents. Eli Lilly closed at 40.04, up 39 cents. WellPoint closed at 63.52, down $1.12. Walmart closed at 57.65, up 5 cents. Vectren closed at 28.31, down 20 cents. Lowe's closed at 24.48, up 30 cents. AT&T closed at 28.81, down 23 cents. Citigroup closed at 26.05, down 85 cents. And Abbott closed at 54.23, down 12 cents. This is Bean Ann Kramer for Financial Advisors Roy Salink Mitchell of Edward Jones, member of the SIPC, serving individual investors with personalized attention and long-term financial advice at 1119 Northwestern Avenue in Marion. Daily commentary is also located on our website at www.edwardjones.com. Have a great evening.
21st Century Firearms. They're at 827 North Main Street in Bluffton, and they are your one stop for firearms, ammunition, and reloading supplies. stop in and talk to their friendly staff with years of experience in hunting, the shooting sports, and military-style firearms. They carry a big selection of modern sporting firearms, handguns, and shotguns with one of the biggest inventories around at the best prices, period. They also deal in NFA items such as silencers, short-barreled rifles, and yes, you can even buy a machine gun from 21st Century Firearms. Check them out online, 21stCenturyFirearms.com, or you can shop them online at shop.21stCenturyFirearms.com. Store hours are 10 to 6 Monday through Friday. Saturdays are open from 9 to 4. Any questions, give them a call, 260-824-5530.
Work out anytime you want, 24-7 at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion. We offer the very best cardio equipment with satellite TV on each piece, over 10,000 pounds of free weights, and group fitness, including Zumba. Sign up now and get an extra free month with your new membership. Work out for less than a dollar a day, plus have free access to all Anytime Fitness locations anywhere in the country. Stop in for a free 7-day pass only at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion.
This is Michelle Caruso Cabrera from CNBC's Power Lunch, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
There's a darkness upon me that's flooded in light. In the fine print they tell me what's wrong and what's right. And it comes in black and it comes in white, and I'm frightened by those who don't see it. Where nothing is owed, deserved, or expected. And your life doesn't change by the man that's elected. You're loved by someone you'll never reject. Decide what to be and go be it. There was a dream.
We're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. Welcome back. Had a great lineup today, including Kip Tu, former Democratic chairperson for the state of Indiana. Also, Governor Buddy Romer, former governor of Louisiana and current Republican presidential candidate. State Senator Jim Banks, and now we're joined by Tom Marquis in the Balance Radio Network. Tom, welcome.
It's good to have you with us here on the Balance Radio Network. We're streaming across the nation. So glad that the Gary Snyder Show could be a part of it.
Well, Tom, you may not be that happy because I wrote a little article today that, just when I thought that I could not, draw more criticism than what I did when I wrote The Politics of Class Warfare, I come today with something even stronger. Do you have food stamp envy?
You outdone yourself, Gary. I have not read the article yet, and I have to admit I am sitting on the edge of my seat just waiting to open up the article and read it. But I have
well,
no
lucky for you, I'm going to read it to everybody, and then we'll take a break,
right.
Then we can come back and discuss. Do you want to let people know what you do for your day job?
Sure. What I do for my day job, actually, is I am what's called an eligibility specialist. What I do is I approve food stamps, Medicare, TANF. What I do is I work closely with the client and their needs and determining whether or not they need food stamps or not.
Okay, so you see the people that really need it. You see the people that are taking advantage of the situation.
Every day.
All right. Now, if you listen closely and if you guys want to comment on this when I am finished, you can give us a call at 765-662-1400. My question, do you have food stamp envy? There's been a tidal wave of criticism lately of the poor and their use of food stamps. A day doesn't go by without hearing someone from the far right worry more about someone else. There isn't a day that goes by without hearing someone from the far right worry more about how someone else is living their life than how they are living their own. You know who you are. I saw someone with food stamp card buying something other than beans and rice. All the while, you're hitting the McDonald's drive-thru and letting your overweight kids slam down a kid's meal down their pie hole before they even get out of the parking lot, getting home and letting them play video games all night, while you and your spouse have to down a 12-pack just to cope with each other. But those are my tax dollars that they are using to buy food I don't buy myself. Or they're just lazy, won't get a job, and are milking the system. And probably the third generation costing me my tax dollars seems to be the rallying cry for those that either hate the poor or, as I have concluded, have food stamp envy. That's right, I said it. You're jealous the poor have food stamps and you don't. Never mind these same people who like to blame the country's woes on food stamps and poor relief have no problem with the government subsidies they receive through tax credits and deductions each year and could give a rat's ass about the corporations they hold in their 401k that haven't paid a dime in corporate income taxes for the last 10 years because they've taken advantage of all the tax loopholes their political donations have bought them. Just give me one word, Tom.
On your article or on the facts of your article?
On my article.
It is obviously a self-proclaimed masterpiece. And I would say...
Just leave it there. Let that be the last words you say before we go to break. When we come back, we can discuss.
All right.
You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
And you are listening to the Balance Radio Network. We'll be right back with The Gary Snyder Show, 1400 WBAT in Marion. Do you have food stamp envy? We want to know, what are your thoughts? 917-889-8516. And I tell you what a great segue that Gary does for us today, going right into Christmas, the spirit of giving, and the Star of Bethlehem. We've got a great guest that's going to talk about the Star of Bethlehem coming up here at 5:35 Eastern. So glad you could be a part of the show. We'll be right back. Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Welcome back to the Balanced Life Gary Snyder Show. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente of the aforementioned. It is so good to have you. Hump day. Friday's almost here. The countdown is on the way. We're going to be teaming back up with the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT in Marion, Indiana. Gary and I are having a discussion, an article he just wrote. Do you have food stamp envy? As he mentioned in his article, there's been a tidal wave of criticism lately of the poor and their use of food stamps. A day doesn't go by without hearing someone from the far right worry about how someone else is living their life and how they can live their own. This conversation can only get better or worse. We certainly want to hear your thoughts. Give us a call, 917-889-8516. We'd love to talk with you. Now, coming up here, in just a few minutes, we're going to have a great guest. Frederick Larson is going to be on to talk to us about a study that he did into the Star of Bethlehem. And maybe you've seen his work, maybe you've seen the study. But I tell you what, it is well worth your time to sit back and listen to this story about the Star of Bethlehem. Was it a real event? Well, we'll find out when we get back at 5:35 tonight. But coming up next, the Gary Snyder Show, 1400 WBAT.
Snyder Show before we get back to Tom Marquis, and we can discuss my latest self-proclaimed literary masterpiece called Do You Have Food Stamp Envy? When I needed carpet in my living room, I did what everybody else did. I went and I checked out the big home improvement box stores. When I did this, I found there was something missing. That's right, service. You know what I'm talking about here if you've tried it. Then a friend recommended Lehman Floor Covering in Huntington. Not only did Lehman Floor Covering have all the top brands of carpeting at the best prices, Mohawk, Stainmaster, Balo, Shaw, the list goes on and on. Lehman Floor Covering also had that special something that was missing from all those big home improvement box stores. Great customer service, attention to detail, and that personal touch. So if you're looking for new carpet, hardwood floors, tile, laminate, vinyl, heck, they even specialize in new baths and kitchens and carry H&K countertops made right here in Marion. Lehman Floor Covering will have what you need when you need it with the customer service you deserve. Lehman Floor Covering is your one-stop shop from ceiling to floor. And you know what? They wouldn't have been in business for over 50 years if they weren't doing it exactly right. Give Todd a call. He's waiting. 260-356-7226. One more time. 260-356-7226. To get that free estimate, you can visit them on the web at laymanfloorcovering.com or just head on up to their newly expanded store at 1940 Aetna Avenue, Lehman Floor Covering in Huntington. If you can't remember that, just go to GarySnyderShow.com where you can find Do You Have Food Stamp Envy? All right, Tom, are you still there?
I am here, sir. I am here.
Now, Tom, I know you don't have food stamp envy, but feedback.
Well, here's the thing, and unfortunately, you've got a melting pot. You've got a lot of people, because I see them every day, that really, really truthfully need it. And, you know, food stamps or supplemental nutritional assistance, as we technically call it, was designed to help the poor. I mean, every country should help out the poor. The poor is being helped out through tax dollars, which is dollars that we pay. Where we go into thoughts about what you're saying, and it's the same thing with religion. Oh, I don't like going to church because all they do is ask for money. Or I don't like going to the grocery store and standing behind poor people who are paying for their groceries with food stamps. Because we don't like it because we feel like our money's going to pay for the bad. And so the bad gives a black eye to the good. So that on the flip side.
But isn't that the case with anything, though?
And don't we make an issue about everything in this world?
Well,
everything, every
you know,
day there's a new topic.
I would say no. You don't see these same people mad because people with food stamps, you know, I saw an article today that someone was using an iPhone and paid with food stamps. You don't know when they bought that iPhone. You don't know when they lost their job that forced them to go on food stamps. You don't know that. You're making an assumption. You know, you don't hear people complaining about the zero, you know, the 30 largest companies paying nothing in taxes. You don't hear people complain that, oh, hey, they have five kids. They get they get $1,000 a kid tax credit. You don't hear people raising such an uproar about the home buyer's tax credit or putting a new fuel-efficient furnace in your home, that tax credit. It always seems to, put a bullseye on the back of people who use food stamps.
Well, here's the thing. Really what it amounts to is this, Gary. You're right. I mean, you could say that you could pick out a good and a bad scenario about everything. Unfortunately, the unfortunate thing is the people who really need it get lost in the clutter because there are too many people, and I see this every day, there are people who use food stamps as a way of living, as a way to they don't look for jobs. I see this every day, Gary. They want the government to take care of them. That's why Obama is so popular. That's why big government is so popular. Let's let the government take care of us. Gary, can me and my wife move in with you, not get a job, and just ask because of the fact that we don't have enough money to pay for food? Will you please feed me and my wife, and my dog and my two cats, and my granddaughter? Can you please feed us? Can we please stay in your house? I know you've got a house full as it is, but can we please stay in your house? And I don't want to do anything. All I want you to do is give me a place to stay and something to eat, and a little cable TV every now and then.
But, Tommy,
no.
And I understand there are people who abuse the system. But when you have a national unemployment rate of nearly 9%, you have a state unemployment rate of 9.1%, when you have a Grant County unemployment rate of 10.3%,
and you go back and look,
you know, in the heyday when we were at, let's just say, 5%, that means you have twice as many people out of work that can't find jobs. And the jobs are not out there.
Gary, I know where you're going with this. Where you're going with this.
These people need this assistance. You don't hear people complaining when, you know, they do their taxes each year and take that Hope College credit or get the $1,000 back per kid on their on each kid they have or maybe make a mortgage deduction. Or any other tax credit that's out there, you don't hear people complaining. Well, you're starting to about how corporations, the 30 largest in the country, pay no corporate income taxes. You hear people complaining about the food stamp people and how they are the only ones, seemingly, that want to milk the system. And there are some. I'm not saying there aren't. But it's my it's my contention that those who are yelping the loudest about the food stamps and what people are buying with them are really just jealous that they don't have them.
Gary, I know where you're going with this, and I understand what you're saying about the high unemployment rate, and we're going to talk about that. I don't know that we have time today, but basically what you're getting at is this new bill that was passed by Congress and Senate that Obama will probably veto and is attached because of the fact that we should keep the unemployment benefits the way they are. Again, I guess that goes back to my example, Gary. If you're giving me $100 a week to stay in your house and you're going to pay for my food, and where's my motivation to go look for a job? I say that you should not continue to get unemployment benefits as people don't look for a job because they don't have to look for a job. How can unemployment insurance create more jobs?
Do you think someone that made $60,000 a year wants to all of a sudden go to making $390 a week?
Absolutely.
Do you think
not.
That's what they want? Do you think that that is the norm?
Absolutely not.
And if you want to bring the unemployment benefits into this, I will. Because in a time where we have historically high unemployment, it is insane to cut back benefits for these people, especially when we have a president out there, and by all accounts, you can ask any Republican, that is sitting there screaming, standing on his rock with a megaphone saying, Obama is killing jobs, he's not doing anything to create jobs, but in the same breath, you say, cut unemployment benefits.
Let me ask you this. How does unemployment benefits find you a job any faster?
I'm not saying that it finds you a job, but it allows you to survive until you can find one.
Okay, let me ask you this. So we're talking about 99 months, whatever it is, whatever the – I don't even know what unemployment term is, but let's just say it's 99 – let's just say 24 months for just conversation purposes, 2 years. When are you going to find a job, Gary? You're going to find a job in 23 months. You're going to find a job at Kroger. You're going to find a job at McDonald's. That's where you're going to find a job. That's where you can supplement your income, Kroger, McDonald's, Walmart. Hello, welcome to Walmart. Hello, welcome to Walmart. You're going to find that job when you have to. Let's just prolong our unemployment rate. Why? Because the government is going to continue to take care of you. It's going to continue to write you a check for $200 or $300 a week. Oh, now we're going to stop. Now go find a job. Oh, okay.
So what you're telling me is someone who made $1,000, $1,200 a week, that they are going to wait to the end to go get that $300 or $400 a week job.
I'm saying there are people that would do that, yes.
But most people will say, hey, I want to go out and I want to find me a job that pays what I did before I lost my old one, or something close to it, not something that pays eight times less. And if I have to take something that pays eight times less, eventually I'll do it.
Using that same example, Gary, of 24 months, here's the thing. They don't accept any money making less money until they have to. They don't have to until the government says we're going to stop paying you. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that they're happy about it. Most people, in fact, you're even forgetting about that sector of people that never even apply for food stamps, that do go out there and say, hey, you know what, welcome to Walmart, I'm providing for my family. They don't even
and
get on
public. And you would be surprised the number of people that work at Walmart that are on food stamps.
I wouldn't be surprised. No, I wouldn't be surprised at all.
We have to take a break. When we come back, we'll have, what's his name again, Rick Lynch?
You know, all in the spirit of giving, okay, right? We're going to go with Rick Larson.
Rick Larson. Okay, I was not looking at the computer here. You're listening to the Gary Snyder Show.
And you're listening to the Balance Radio Network. My name is Tom Marquis. You know what? It's fun. And we're in two different locations, by the way, for those of you that think, oh, Gary just keeps over-talking you. He doesn't mean to. He just doesn't know that he's doing it. But we love him anyway, right? Welcome to the Balance Radio Network. We'll be right back with Rick Larson. He'll be calling in, and we're going to be having a really good conversation about the Star of Bethlehem. And I'm really excited about this story. So glad that you could join us here on a Wednesday. Trust me, it gets better from here.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions, work with them today. Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Back to the Balance Radio Network. We are streaming coast to coast. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente of the aforementioned. It is Wednesday, December 14th. Boy, the year keeps ticking away, isn't it? Day after day after day when you're having fun in 2011. We're going to be standing by here to team back up with 1400 WBAT and Marion. We've got a great guest lined up for us. Frederick Larson, or Rick Larson, from a DVD called Star of Bethlehem, and it is a really fantastic story. And I had an opportunity to watch that presentation and DVD by Mr. Larson with a church group on Sunday night. And it was really fantastic, and I thought it was very, very thought-provoking. And those of you that follow this show know that I like to think. My counterpart, on the other hand, we'll let him go on some of the ideals that he comes up with right now. But it does. www.thestarofbethlehem.net. Rick Larson is going to be joining us right here in a minute as soon as we team back up with our daily simulcast, 1400 WBAT in Marion. Now, we were just talking about, do you have food stamp envy? This is that time of year where a lot of people get a little crazy in the grocery stores and so forth, and seeing, you know, everybody else is getting something, but I'm not getting something, you know. And so, you know, Gary wrote a little blog that we had a little discussion about. Maybe you agree with it, maybe you don't agree with it. My thoughts are this. Food stamps are there for people who need it. This time of year helps us look at the people who really need it. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there who do not. And I think that's what makes a lot of people angry. And just, you know, hey, you know, why does my family have to work so hard to provide for your family? Keep in mind, there's the good and the bad and everything. And you know, certainly you guys can follow our blogs on www.thegaryLSnyderShow.com. The balance here, www.thebalanceonline.com. And also coming up on Saturday, you guys know that right here on the Balance Radio Network across the United States, yep, it's the Balance Gridiron. And what I do is I talk sports for 2 hours. We have some great guests. We really do. Obviously, we had Chris Reed talk about the Albert Pujols deal. Man, that's a lot of money. $253 million, I think it what it is, spanned out over 10 years. All I'm saying, guys, if ESPN gives me that kind of money, I am out of here. Balance Radio Network's got to find somebody else. I guess that's what Albert Pujols did. I guess St. Louis really is the gateway to the West. Well, we're standing by to team up with Gary Snyder of 1400 WBAT. We'll be right back.
I've been living a life so reckless, tragedy and this. Welcome to the family. Hey, there's something missing. Only time will alter your vision. Never in question, lethal injection. Welcome to the family.
Back on the Gary Snyder Show. Oh, just making a little fun of our news department. What the hell happened there? All right, we're back on the Gary Snyder Show. Our guest, Tom Marquis and the Balance Radio Network. All right, Tom, welcome.
It's always good to have you here on the Balance Radio Network. My listeners across the United States never know what's going to happen next when we turn on Gary's mic. So I don't know what that was all about. I guess you had to have been there, but you know it is good to be here with you. And we've got you got a sponsor you've got to hit. Or are we good?
Just go ahead.
Okay. I don't want to step on your sponsor toes. I've done that before, and I don't want to feel the wrath of Gary. No, I'm just kidding.
I have a gun dealer that's a sponsor, so just be careful.
That's right. But who we've got with us is Frederick Larson, or Rick Larson, with us to talk about the Star of Bethlehem. And this is really a fascinating story, Gary, and very, very thought-provoking. And I really appreciate him taking time out of his very busy schedule to be with us today. Rick, are you with us?
Hey, Gary and Tom, I am.
Great. So glad that you could join us. Now, let's clear one thing up real quick. Do you go by Frederick or do you go by Rick?
I answered nearly anything, but most of my friends call me Rick.
Okay. Well, you know, I had an opportunity, and I was talking with my listeners before we teamed up with 1400 WBAT, that we had an opportunity, me and my wife had an opportunity at a church group to watch your DVD, The Star of Bethlehem, and it was very, very intriguing. We watched the whole thing, and I became intrigued by it. I'm a big science freak anyway, so this was just right up my alley. And I don't want to steal your thunder, so what I'd like for you to do real quickly is just tell us a little bit about your study in the Star of Bethlehem. And you say it was a real astronomical event, which I honestly believe after watching your presentation. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure, I'd be glad to. You know, the story begins, I'll make it short because I know we don't have a lot of time, but the story begins kind of curiously. My neighborhood is a relatively small one, maybe a couple of hundred homes, families. And the neighborhood banded together, decided to come up with a unified theme for Christmas decorations in the yard one year, which sounds like a pretty good idea. But they chose animals, so that, you know, there are rabbits carrying presents and duckies carrying presents and stuff, and it just really didn't work for me because I'm a deeply committed Christian. And so what I did is when they wanted to set one up for me, I declined, and that totally backfired because everybody else did it. And so all the cars are coming in from other neighborhoods, and they're going, you know, 5 miles an hour, and the kids are looking out the windows, and everybody's having a good time until they get to the Larson home, which is dark, you know, and I can see the kids pointing, and they're sitting there saying, look, Daddy, there's where the atheist lives. So I had to do something, and my
Rick
daughter –
just put up some lights that say ditto.
Yeah, exactly. So my daughter and I ran into the absolutely frigid garage. It was a tough winter that year, and we constructed three wise men in the yard, in the garage, and put them in the yard. And when we were done, Marion asked the fateful question that started the whole project, and she asked, well, Daddy, don't we have to have a star? What was the star? And that's, you know, I'm being a lawyer, you know, I decided, sure, I'll make you a star, honey, but I want to figure out what it was, because if I'm going to make one, did it move? How long did it last? Did it explode? Was it an angel? Was it the Shekinah glory God, or was it made up by the early church? So that's what started the project. And what makes the project possible, a lot of people don't realize this. Since Kepler puzzled out the three laws of planetary motion back in the 1600s, it's been possible to calculate the appearance of the night sky, viewing from any place on Earth at any time in history with great precision. Those three laws are the same ones that NASA still uses today. It's what enables NASA to fire a space probe that flies for 15 years through black void and arrives exactly where it's supposed to be, which is simply stunning. Think about that. And that's possible because turns out the solar system runs like a great clock. It's very precise. It's mathematically repeatable. And so what I did is went to the book of Matthew chapter 2, which is where the facts of the star are set out. And I combed Matthew very carefully, treating it like a lawyer might treat evidence that he's trying to marshal for a trial. And I was able to comb from Matthew nine biblical characteristics of the star. So the project really became taking those nine points from Matthew and looking to the actual skies of 2,000 years ago to see if there was a match. So that's how it really became possible.
And I take it through your research, you found a match.
That's it. You know, I guess I shouldn't be surprised when the Bible turns out to be true, but still, think about this. Matthew, who recorded the events, was not a scientist, not an astronomer, not a mathematician. He was inspired of God, I believe, and he wrote down what he was inspired to write. But he got it exactly, precisely right. His record matches the 9 points specifically with complete precision.
Now, Rick, one of the things that intrigued me the most is how accurate this is. And you have been endorsed, so I won't say officially endorsed, but you've had people from NASA look at your study.
Yes.
And look at what you've done. Can you tell us a little bit about what NASA in itself, even though I know a lot of us are Christians here and a lot of our listeners are, let's just put that aside for a moment and let's just look at the scientific aspects of what you found, and that NASA basically says you're dead on.
Oh, absolutely. I've had actually, it's getting to be kind of weird. I have several endorsements from NASA people now on the front page of my website, which is BethlehemStar.net. If you're riding in a car, it's just one word, BethlehemStar.net or .com. They'll either one get there. And there's my whole story gets set out there for free. So anybody who wants to know more about this, they don't have to pay anything to learn. NASA uses those three laws of planetary motion, and those basically, I had the guy who founded NASA's Planetary Astronomy Department review my presentation. This guy was technical editor for Sky and Telescope magazine. He wrote the book on planetary astronomy. I mean, it's called Planetary Astronomy, you know. So a real expert has looked at it and endorsed it. But let me tell you about my own. I don't know if skepticism is the right word. I was just curious, how accurate can this software really be? I mean, can it possibly be down to the moment as is claimed? So when I first got the software, I did an experiment. I went up to the software and I found Jupiter. And as you know, Jupiter has a lot of moons. And they travel around Jupiter much faster than our moon does around Earth. So, for example, some of them they're just whizzing around up there. And so I looked at the software, and I found where the moons were in position right then. I ran outside into the driveway, looked in the telescope to see if were the moons in exactly that same position. Sure enough, there they were. The precision is just amazing.
Go ahead, Gary.
Now, as you did your research and everything, you found that the Star of Bethlehem has been pretty prevalent throughout different dates in history.
Do you know, one of the interesting things that I found since I began doing this, I realized that the star is the most prominent symbol of Christianity apart from the cross. When I was presenting, of all places, at the University of Prishtina, that's the capital of Kosovo, I was presenting primarily to Albanian Muslims. And I was amazed to find that in the city of Prishtina, all over town, you find the Christmas star at that time of year. It is prevalent throughout the world. A lot of people won't put a cross out nearly so readily as they will the star. So the star has become a really prevalent a symbol of Christianity, yes.
Now, talking about how the ancient people looked at stars, you kind of went through your own little process and you being raised in the way that you were and looking at the stars, you thought, oh, this is kind of wrong. You told a story in your DVD about that. Can you tell us a little bit about your understanding about how this was a real astronomical event? And you also talked about a thing called the starry dance. Can you help us a little bit understand a little bit about what those two characteristics came about?
Sure. Let me spin a little bit of that out for you that you've just touched on. Yes, I was raised by conservative Christian parents who taught me to basically stay away from astrology. Their opinion was that it's either just false, but that it could possibly be a cult, and I just said steer clear. So when I was doing my research out on my deck every night for months, which is what I did, and I still continue to do that, I began to find signs in the sky. And suddenly I started I got cold feet. I thought, my goodness, am I doing something that's just plain weird, or is this okay with the Bible? So I had to do a study on the Bible to make sure that was okay. Turns out the Bible treats the stars as signs. They can serve as signs, but the Bible does not hold with astrology, which says that the stars affect your life. That's a forbidden practice in the Bible. As a matter of fact, astrology was a killing offense in Old Testament times. So it's okay to look at the stars. The star dance, I called it that because with all 9 points of Matthew, if you have to satisfy all nine, you can't do that with a single dent. The object has to endure over time and you have to account for all 9 points. You can't. It's not good enough to just get two or three. And so it turns out that the events of the star take place over a period of months. To give you some examples of the starry dance and some of those 9 points, some of them are very obvious. For example, when the Magi showed up, what they asked Herod, the question they asked is laden with clues. They said, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? So whatever they saw in the sky indicated that to them a connection with birth, the Jewish nation, and kingship. So that's an easy set of three clues. But some of the 9 points are kind of obscure. For example, one of them is that Herod did not know when the star appeared. He had to ask. And that's a clue, as I explained on the DVD, because the people of ancient times had much better idea what the sky was like than we do, because they had no light pollution, weather permitting. They saw crystal clear skies every night. Probably most of your listeners have not even seen our own Milky Way with their naked eyes. But back then, everyone had. So the fact that he had to ask when it appeared is a kind of a clue. So those 9 points build up, and then finally we solve the biggest, at least what for me was the biggest mystery, is how in the world can a star stop over the place where the child was? You know, just 2 years ago, the Archbishop of Canterbury announced that the star of Bethlehem was a myth. I said, oh, thank you very much, glad to know that. And the reason he said it is because he believed the star was described as doing things that stars can't do. Of course, I sent him a DVD, but I don't think I convinced him of anything. Oh, incidentally, let me mention the DVD itself. It has just...
Hey, Rick, can we do this? Can you hold through a quick break, and when we come back, we can talk a little more about the DVD?
Absolutely.
You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
And this is the Balance Radio Network. My name is Tom Marquis, Al Presidente, having a great conversation with Rick Larson. And this is the conversation I've been looking forward to talking with him all week long after watching the DVD that we're going to get into right after the break, right here on the Balance Radio Network. What a fantastic study this is. And if you're just a fan of science, or if you're a fan of history or a fan of the Bible, it's got something for everybody on that. We'll be right back right here on the Balance Radio Network. Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions, work with them today.
Go! up and down the street. Get out here to the Super Bowl Village and have fun, fun, fun!
See you downtown Indianapolis on Georgia Street, January 27th through February 5th. Entry is free. Check IndianapolisSuperBowl.com for details.
I'm Rumsfeld, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
On the Gary Snyder Show. Welcome back. If you're just joining us, we're with Tom Marquis in the Balance Radio Network and Rick Larson, producer of The Star of Bethlehem. Rick, why don't you go ahead and pick up where you left off before the break?
Okay. I wanted to tell the listeners about the DVD. From the earliest time I began doing the presentation, it's been quite some number of years ago, about 10, I wanted to have a film, but it just didn't work out. We had plans, and we had more plans, but it just didn't work out. So finally I gave up on that. I said, okay, God, if you don't want a DVD, then we won't have a DVD. And so then promptly he said, yeah, you can do that. And so we made a DVD. I had no clue what was going to happen. I just couldn't have any imagination what was going to happen. Either that DVD or interviews with me have been on ABC, NBC, CBS, PBS, BBC, Fox, EWTN, TBN, CBN, European networks, etc. It has gone berserk. I've been told by my distributor that it's been the number one indie documentary in the world repeatedly. I just got on Amazon before getting on your show just moments ago, and it was number two on Amazon just moments ago. I don't understand how this is happening. I'm just agog, and I know that it's because the DVD brings great glory to God, and that's the whole point of the DVD. That's my whole point of my life. So it's really exciting to see that. They can get to the DVD just by going to the free website. That's BethlehemStar.net, and just click on the picture of the DVD. It's BethlehemStar.net. I want to give away a little bit of a secret, and that is that when you look at the DVD, you'll learn that the Star of Bethlehem is part of something much larger. It's something that I've come to believe is a celestial poem that begins at Christ's conception and his birth, but ends at the day of the cross. And to give away the secret, the part that makes audiences weep is the latter, is to learn that it is part of a poem. And I can't say more than that because I'll just wreck it. But if you can read all about it on the web, but if you want to see it, get a hold of the DVD. And lots of libraries have it too. You don't have to buy it. I just want to share that message. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm going all around the world doing it. So I've been across the U.S., of course, and in most states, but I've also been far afield. You know, China, Slovakia, Albania, Italy, you know, wherever I'm called to go, that's where I go. I've just been amazed. Let me tell you how popular the DVD is. You'll like this. Jesus likes the DVD. I learned that. Now, everybody's thinking he really is nuts. But I'm talking about Jim Caviezel, who played Jesus in The Passion of the Christ. He's very familiar with the DVD and loves it. So I get to say Jesus likes my DVD.
that's good, because I have a guest that comes on every Tuesday and Thursday that says God hates my show because it rains on the day he's supposed to come on and can't get home in time.
We're talking to Rick Larson of the Star of Bethlehem, and Rick, unfortunately, our clock is running short. Time stops for nobody, especially in Radio Land. Is there any last thoughts that you'd like for us to know or our listeners to know about your DVD, where they can follow you on Facebook, stalk you on Twitter, or anything like that?
You know, that's a good point. I wouldn't have thought of it. Yeah, they should go to at Facebook. My page is Bethlehem Star. The other thought is, when I went with my new distributor, I told him to offer to six packs, and they laughed at me, and I said, no, do it. And they sell fast as six packs. The point being, they make great gifts. So if you start now, you can still get it for Christmas.
I can tell you right now, Rick, you have me intrigued, and I will try to at least take a look at it.
Good. You're going to have a blast.
Hey, Rick, I want to thank you for joining us and great information.
Thank you. Bye-bye, guys.
Thanks, Rick.
Well, Tom, you did not disappoint with that guest.
Oh, I knew I wouldn't. I kind of know you. I could actually, if I was that nice, I could actually go out and buy you a Christmas gift because I would know what to get you.
Don't do that. I hate getting gifts. I hate it.
No, actually, we watched it Sunday night with the church group, and he was right, and I don't want to give it away either. But you got to watch this DVD and watch the flow of how everything comes together. And then I'm going to tell you this. I'll give this one thing away. You've got to watch some of the bonus material. It is amazing. Amazing. It'll give you goosebumps. I'll tell you that much.
All right. And again, our show is coming to an end, unfortunately, for you guys. So GarySnyderShow.com. Don't forget to check out Do You Have Food Stamp Envy? Tom, where can people find you?
At the food stamp office, www.thebalanceonline.com, or on Facebook, just search The Balance, or Twitter, T Balance. Stick around for another hour because we're going to rerun hour number two as heard on 1400 WBAT today.
We call it the Great Food Stamp Envy Debate.
The debate goes
Wait,
on.
That happened this hour.
That's right.
Buddy Romer, you get to hear Buddy Romer. There we go.
I tell you what, from what I guess what I missed out was a very high energy interview. So I'm excited
about
listening.
It was. All right. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you tomorrow. Don't forget about Good Morning Grant County, O-Dark 30 to 9:30 tomorrow. You're listening to the Gary Snyder Show.
All right, Gary Snyder, 1400 WBAT in Marion. We team up every day to do the Simulcast right here on the Balance Radio Network. My name is Tom Mark with El Presidente. So glad that you could join us on a Wednesday evening. It's kind of cold and dreary out there. What else are you going to do? Have food stamp envy. I want to thank our guest, Rick Larson, for coming on board with us today and really talking to us about this great DVD series that he's got out. It's called The Star of Bethlehem, and you can find his work at www.thestarofbethlehem.net. And I tell you what, you will not be disappointed. And you know, Facebook, just The Star of Bethlehem as well. My name is Saul Marquis, and it is so good that you could be with us today. That ends it for our live portion of the show, but stick around. We're going to rerun hour number two, as we do every day, of the Gary Snyder Show, as heard on 1400 WBAT. And I'll jump in here in about 30 minutes at 6:30 Eastern or so to with the conversation that we had with Senator Jim Banks about some of the things that are going on here in the state of Indiana and the upcoming Indiana General Assembly. My name is Tom Marquis. This is the Balance / Gary Snyder Show. So glad that you could be with us today. We'll see you tomorrow. Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located in 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
I am a Optimus Prime, and I send this message to any surviving Autobots taking refuge among the stars. We are here. We are waiting.
Well, we should have went right live to the Gary Snyder Show, hour number two. My name's Tom Marquis, and so here we go, hour number two.
This is Don Rumsfeld, and you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show.
Back here on the Gary Snyder Show. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. We're going to waste no time getting to our next guest. He is a former congressman, the former governor of Louisiana, and a Republican presidential candidate, Buddy Romer. Welcome to the Gary Snyder Show.
Thank you, Brother Snyder. Glad to be here, man.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm in New Hampshire, and it's a little cold for me, and the high humidity. So we got half of Baton Rouge here, the high humidity. But the cold weather, wow.
Well, hey, you're running for president on the Republican ticket. You're maybe not a household name like some of the others, and that may be for better or worse. But tell my listeners real quick a little bit about yourself and why you decided to run for president.
I'm 68. My living is made as a Main Street banker, community banker. I have a bank that I've built in the last 6 years that's almost $1 billion in size. And we didn't foreclose on any mortgage holders or shut down any businesses. We grow jobs. As you said, I'm a congressman and a governor in my past life. And I run for president because I think we're headed in the wrong direction. And every problem that I worry about, jobs, unfair trade, a trade imbalance like the world has never seen, devaluation of our currency, lack of an immigration policy, addiction to foreign oil. Everything I see, budget reform, tax reform, banking reform, health care reform, everything I see needs to start with the money in politics, or they'll never correct these other problems. And I look at the Republican candidates, Gary, and I didn't see anybody with a record of fighting corruption. I didn't see anybody who turned down a big check. I don't care where it came from. I think they're bought and sold. And I decided to stand up. Maybe I'm by myself, but I decided to stand up and say, this is a great nation. We can fix every problem if we take the special interest money out of the room and form a team. And that's what I'm going to do.
Well, when you talk about special interest in money, you probably don't have to look any farther than the person leading the Republican, at least in polling right now, in Newt Gingrich. And I know you've had some words for him here over the last few days, just looking at Twitter and Facebook. Talk to us a little bit about Newt and the money that he's taken over the years.
Well, I know Newt. I was in Congress in the 80s, and Newt was there. Newt has good ideas often. They're undisciplined, and they change with who's paying him. I mean, he's paid by the ethanol tax and for ethanol. Well, there's no excuse in a nation that borrows 43 cents out of every dollar it sent to give ethanol subsidies to three big companies. Oh, Newt's for that early in the campaign when they paid him. Now he's running for president, he's against it. I mean, Newt worked for Fannie Mae eliminate it. You can't have it both ways. It's called hypocrisy. Let me put it to you this way. I think Washington, D.C. is corrupt. And somebody who makes his living there, taking money from the companies that are supposed to be regulated, from companies that are supposed to be owned by the public, is at the trough. And the reason the pig smells good to somebody in the trough is that that's where they're making their living, smelling pig. And that's Newt Gingrich.
Now, I had an opportunity to have a former super lobbyist, Jack Abramoff, on my show about 3 weeks ago. And my first question to him was this. I asked him, you know, it's my contention that if you want to know why someone in Washington, whether it's a politician, a candidate, whatever the case, is doing something, all you have to do is look at where he is getting his money. How am I wrong? And his direct answer to me was, Gary, you're not.
No, look, I'm a diabetic. I've been a diabetic for 40 years. And my doctor told me when I was a young boy and became a diabetic, type 1, insulin-dependent, juvenile diabetic. We talked at length about it, and he says, you are what you eat, buddy. You have to eat properly. You are what you eat. You are what you eat. In politics, you are where you get your money. If you get your money from Wall Street banks, you won't reform them. If you get your money from earmark companies in the budget, you'll never balance. If you get your money from corporations who want special loopholes in the tax code, you'll never clean the code up. You are where you get your money. Here's my rule. $100 limit, no PACs, no super PACs, full disclosure. Now, here's what you should know about me. That's the way I've always been. That's the way I ran for congressman and won. And was reelected. That's the way I ran for governor. They laughed at me in all my races. They said, oh, he's a smart guy, but he doesn't take the money. And you can't win without the money. Yes, you can. If you ask the people to step forward, I need a million people to stand with me, and we will clean Washington, D.C. up. I did it in Louisiana, a corrupt state, and we took unemployment 12 to 6% in 4 years. And all these guys running for office talking about jobs, and they're going to do this, they're not going to do a thing because they're bought and sold. You have to be free first, Gary. Then you can do good things. That's what built America. Free men, free women. You've got to be free as president, or you can't do a damn thing.
Well, let's talk about your campaign a little bit. I've seen about every debate there is. You haven't been included. My guess is because you're not meeting that threshold of whatever percent they've arbitrarily set. If you're not getting in the debates, how do you run a campaign and get your word out there?
Social media has been a big help to us. We're about 2% in the polls, a little bit better than that. In the last poll, we were ahead of Huffman, we were ahead of Rick Santorum, we were ahead of Gary Johnson. We haven't spent a dime on media, and we have not been in the 15th debate. You know what's funny about the debates? They keep changing the rules every time I qualify. I wonder why that is. I started off, and I called them, and I said, look, I'm a former governor or a former congressman. I'd like to be in the debate. I think I'll add something. They said, well, you have to be a formal candidate. So I announced formally. I called them back 3 weeks later after I announced, and they said, oh, you have to have 1% in the national polls. So I worked hard, and 4 weeks later, I got 1% in the polls. So I called them back, and they said, well, you have to have 2% in the polls. So I worked another 4 weeks, and I got 2% of the polls. 3 weeks ago, I called them back. I had half the people they had in the debate. I called them back, and they said, oh, yeah, Governor, you got to raise $500,000 in the last 90 days. When did that become a criteria? I mean, my average gift is $51. These guys are taking $5,000 and $10,000 and $100,000. And in Mitt Romney's case, four $1 million checks. I've got to raise a $500,000. Why don't they raise it under the rules that you'll be president? $100, no PAC money. I challenge them to do it.
Well, I don't think they can because, you know, money is the mother's milk of politics.
Yeah. If you are where you get it. You know what I would like to know? For 40 years, I've been debating money in politics. I'm a conservative, so I think there ought to be full disclosure. The liberals thought there ought to be limits. Right now, we live in a society where there are neither limits nor full disclosure. And if you look at a line in Washington, D.C., and a person is standing there for 15 months as a small businessman to have a say about the tax code, a guy with a big check can walk up at the last minute, get in front of the small businessman, and get all the loopholes he can find. It's corrupt, and it's not right.
If you're just joining us here on the Gary Snyder Show, we're speaking with former Louisiana Governor Buddy Romer, presidential candidate. You're in New Hampshire. Are you kind of making your last stand in New Hampshire, or will you be there for Florida and South Carolina also?
New Hampshire's important to me, Gary. It's a good question. It's a small state. It's the first freely decided election in the cycle. I mean, Iowa is a great state, but it's a caucus there that's very expensive and kind of unique. New Hampshire is manageable. It's a small state. It's a place I can focus. But, you know, retail politics is not practiced anymore, Gary. This election's all about the debate. I mean, there have been 15 national debates. And in New Hampshire, most people still don't know I'm running for president. I think there'll be a newspaper editorial in a major newspaper in New Hampshire this Sunday that will point me out as the kind of person who'd be a great president and ought to be in the debate, and we'll see if we can catch fire. It's pretty important in New Hampshire. I'll spend every dime that I raise in New Hampshire. The election here is January 10th, and I'd like to be, there are 10 people running, I'd like to be in the top four or five and make a statement that limited money but a strong message can carry the day.
Well, let me ask you this. We've got your impressions of Newt Gingrich and heard you talk a little bit about Mitt Romney, the third person polling right now in New Hampshire and Iowa and a lot of the other states is Ron Paul. Give us your impression of him so far.
I like him. I think he's honest and honorable. His issue is an important one. It's not as important as money in politics. His issue is money and the value of it. That's very important. But I like Ron. I know Ron personally. Here's how I met him. We were in Congress together 30 years ago. Now, Ron's still there. He's persistent. After I became governor, I went back into private life. But I like Ron Paul. And what I like best about him is his integrity. What you see is what you get. Newt kind of is like a chameleon who changes colors. Mitt Romney represents the 1%. Of those three, it's an easy choice for me, Ron Paul.
Well, let me ask you this, and I think you catch at least my listeners. I've had several texts here asking me, who is this guy? I love what he has to say about money and politics. You know, Indiana may be in play at some point, but we also stream, also have a lot of followers up in New Hampshire, a lot of listeners. You know, make a case, make your case on why you should be the next president of the United States.
The next president needs to be free to lead. And by that I mean he needs to grapple with real problems and stand strong. Immigration, unfair trade from China, restoring made in America and manufacturing in our country, budget reform, tax reform, small business relief through deregulation, energy independence. The next president doesn't need to be owned by these companies. way to do it is to have your first bill be on campaign reform. Keep the lobbyists from bringing a check. Have full disclosure. Do away with super PACs. Bring PAC money down to individual money. Have 48-hour reporting. And have criminal penalties. If you clean Washington up, the president can leave. That's the first job, because they're connected to all the other jobs. And finally, this race is not decided yet. Every 6 weeks, there's a new leader. The NBC poll yesterday in New Hampshire said that 59% of the people in New Hampshire are undecided. This race is wide open. And I'm asking people to get on BuddyRomer.com and stand with a man who has all of his life fought corruption, beginning in Louisiana and ending in Washington. Stand with me, and we'll make America strong again. Stand with me, and jobs will happen. Stand with me, and this country will explode with economic activity.
Well, Governor Romer, I appreciate you joining us today. I'll get this interview up on our website, and you can send a link out and let everyone listen to it. Great interview. I agree with you 100%. Good luck, and if you ever need a platform, just let me know.
Thank you, Gary. We'll do it again, I promise. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
From now until New Year's Eve, you can see one of the largest displays of Christmas lights in the Midwest. The Christmas City Walkway of Lights in Marion has over 2.5 million lights, over 100 displays, plus a gift shop and holiday cafe. Start your winter wonderland journey at the Girl Scout Cabin to view spectacular animated scenes from 6 till 10 p.m. nightly through December 31st, all for a one-time admission of only $5. And festive events are happening all month long, like the Gingerbread House Contest at the Garden House, where you can vote for your favorite. Family Night. Storytelling, including one special visit from the Grinch, a coloring book giveaway, fire truck rides departing from Riverview School, hay rides from the 1812 Monument, making s'mores in the gardens, with kits available for purchase in the gift shop. And, of course, Santa will make an appearance at the Christmas City Walkway of Lights. For dates, times, and more information, call 662-9931. 662-9931. 662-9931.
Deli sandwiches are in. Deli sandwiches are good for you. Deli sandwiches at the Damn Deli are darn good. Hi, this is Jeff Ellsroth from the Damn Deli, which is located downstairs from the Mill Restaurant on North Washington Street in Marion. If you're going to have a deli sandwich, wouldn't you want to have a deli sandwich with more than just bread? The Damn Deli sandwich has meat in the sandwich and not in the price. Some are less than $5 and none are more than $6. The Damn Deli on North Washington Street below the Mill Restaurant, open Monday through Friday, 11 to 7. The Damn Deli. It's darn good.
Are you sure there's room for that?
I'll make it fit.
Before you reach the point when a bike is all that can fit in your two-car garage, call the WVAT Swap Shop Program. We'll field your calls shortly after 9 a.m. each weekday. Plus, we'll place your items on our website. Soon, you'll have more room and more cash.
Nice. No more scraping.
Now you'll have more time to shovel the driveway.
If you tell it, we can sell it. Sell, buy, trade, or give away items on the Swap Shop. Weekday mornings on 1400 WBAT.
This is Governor Jesse Ventura, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a house,
I would buy you a house.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
buy you furniture for your house,
maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman.
And if I had $1 million,
if I...
All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. I want to thank former governor of Louisiana and Republican presidential candidate Buddy Romer for joining us, giving a look at, you know, how, what is fueling his campaign. If you We have a few minutes here. If you want to chime in on Governor Romer, by all means, you can give me a call at 765-662-1400 if you wanted to give us some input on that interview. And, you know, he is definitely railing against the machine, the political and the money machine. And, you know, just listening to him speak, it's very apparent that he is not a Newt Gingrich fan. I think he called him a political pig. Oh, how great was that? All right, let me see here. Schaefer's Indiana Turf. They're up in Fort Wayne, and they are the place to go for all of your snow removal needs this winter, including the Ariens snow throw snow blowers. They also wanted me to remind you that they still have some Gravely Hustler and Dixie Chopper mowers in stock, priced ready to move. With all the winter accessories to go with the Dixie Chopper mowers, made right here in Indiana, by the way. Schaefer's Indiana Turf has been in business since 1929, and if you're doing the math there, that is a really, really long time. Or if you're actually doing the math, that is over 82 years of serving Fort Wayne, Marion, Huntington, and the surrounding area. They still carry all the top brands, and it doesn't matter where you bought it or what brand it is. Schaefer's Indiana Turf can and will fix it in their state-of-the-art service center. Call them now. Ryan is waiting. 260-489-3391. You can visit their store at 5202 West Washington Center Road, just up the highway in Fort Wayne, or you can visit them on the web at indianaturf.com. And as always, if you grow it, mow it, or blow it, Schaefer's can help. All right, coming up next, right after the bottom of the hour news, we have State Senator Jim Banks. Also later this hour, Rick Larson, producer of The Star of Bethlehem, a documentary DVD, takes a historic look at the actual Star of Bethlehem. Now, we have a few minutes left before we hit the bottom of the hour news. So if you want to comment on Buddy Romer or anything Governor Romer had to say about politics, you can give us a call at 765-662-1400. And join the discussion. I liked what he had to say. I think he nailed Newt. Newt is a political pig. He will go wherever the money is and take a stand for whatever he is paid to take a stand for. I do not doubt that at all. Caller, you're on the air. What do you have to say?
Well, I mean, I think politicians, if you call one a pig, them all that way, because money attracts them all. I mean, I think the system is so corrupt. I really pray for our country, but I think it's I don't think we'll ever get it fixed. And Newt's, you can say Newt's bad, but I mean, so is Barack Obama, so is all the other guys. They're all attracted to money, and I don't see anybody trying to clean it up. They talk about it, they never do anything about it.
Well, they can't clean it up because it's the mother's milk of politics. And I asked Jack Abramoff just 3 weeks ago, who was a super lobbyist and went to prison for feeding these guys millions of dollars. You know, tell me how I'm wrong when I say, if you want to know what a politician is doing, just look at where he's getting his money.
Right. And it's on both sides of the aisle, too.
It's on both sides and then beyond. And, you know, to hear what Governor Romer had to say was kind of a breath of fresh air. But when you take a look at it, he's probably going to finish almost dead last in New Hampshire, drop out. And then we're stuck with, you know, the candidates that, you know, the money is pushing down our throats.
Yeah, but tell me a clean candidate that is not effective on money.
You can't find one.
I know. So the system is so corrupt, and I think the Irvin Cain was a breath of fresh air, obviously up front, but then the people who didn't like him, you could say he was guilty enough, but whatever, they took a guy out that had no political, really any influence behind him or anything, and they destroyed him. I mean, he obviously hurt himself, too, don't get me wrong, but they destroyed him.
They sure did. Anything else before we let you go?
No, thank you for the time.
Hey, thanks for listening. All right. When we come back, State Senator Jim Banks, you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show.
You have me, the radio guy. You have David Pennicuff, the newspaper guy from the Chronicle Tribune. Then you have Ed Breen, the newspaper guy who has become a radio guy. Throw us all into a room at the same time with three microphones, and what do you get? Well, either this or CT Talks. Join us and call us the third Friday of each month for CT Talks on 1400 WBAT. Ed Breen, David Pennicuff, and me, Tim George. On WBAT, we keep you informed.
Hey, guys. Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-917-1208 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-917-1208. That's 800-917-1208. Again, 800-917-1208. Shipping and processing fees apply.
We all know how serious Ed Breen can be, but we see the fun side of Mr. Ed.
Just a little silliness today for a change.
And you can too by listening weekday mornings to 1400 WBAT's Good Morning Grant County. In fact, Ed's looking forward to a lot of enjoyment in his next career too.
Play shortstop for the Cubs.
Maybe even lead them to that elusive World Series crown.
Worth a million.
Ed Breen and the Good Morning Grant County team. The good, the bad, and definitely the ugly on 1400 WBAT.
Make your holidays a hit with the new Money Bag Multiplier Scratch-Off from the Hoosier Lottery. There's plenty of ways to win, with 20 chances on the front, plus 10 more chances to win on the back, and a top prize of $100,000. With Money Bag Multiplier, you can haul in even more prizes and multiply your winnings up to 50 times. Put some fun under your tree with the Money Bag Multiplier Scratch-Off from the Hoosier Lottery. Just one of many new games on sale now. Play your favorite today. Must be 18 or older to play. Please play responsibly.
Indianapolis, Super Bowl 46 is coming to town. So come take the field of the NFL experience presented by GMC, the NFL's interactive theme park. Kick the game-winning field goal and shop NFL Shop for the latest Super Bowl merchandise. NFL Experience presented by GMC at the Indiana Convention Center January 27th through February 4th. Get your tickets early for opening weekend by calling 1-866-TIX-4NFL or log on to SuperBowl.com. This is your Super Bowl. The NFL prefers Visa, the official card of the NFL.
I'm so glad I went to Wesleyan Health and Rehab. Boy, I got my sizzle back, feel like a kid again. Even going surfing this weekend with the grandkids.
Those grandkids just have you going everywhere, Bob.
I even got my friends asking how they can get their sizzle back.
Well, I can help with that, Bob. Just tell them to call me at Wesleyan Health and Rehab, 674-3371. Or come see me at 729 West 35th Street in Marion.
All right, Stephanie, meet you at the beach. Bring your surfboard. I got mine all waxed up, ready to go.
Bringing local news to Fairmount, Upland, and all of Grant County, we are 1400 WBAT.
From the WBAT newsroom, I'm Layla Price. Three juveniles and an adult have been charged in connection with a burglary and other crimes locally. Grant County Sheriff's deputies say a 17-year-old was arrested and charged in connection with a break-in at his grandfather's home last weekend. The youth's girlfriend and another boy have also been charged with a break-in and for allegedly pawning the stolen items out of town. Meanwhile, 23-year-old Christina Ostrander was charged in connection with those crimes. And what started out as a death investigation led Marion police and city officials to a house that was filled with garbage and rats. Police were called to the home at 2113 South Washington Street late last week, where they found 52-year-old Jason Seabolt dead from apparent coronary artery disease. But they also found a house that had deplorable living conditions. In fact, city building commissioners quickly deemed the house unfit to live in and ordered Seabolt's wife and 4-year-old son to leave. They plan to demolish the house as soon as possible. They also plan to begin baiting the rats to kill them and prevent the rodents from spreading to other houses in the neighborhood. City Building Inspector Joe Moore says the city will have to take immediate action in cleaning up the site.
Unless some member of the family would come forward and be able to be financially responsible, then we would work along with them and supervise the cleanup of the premises. Because obviously a situation as drastic as this means a big difference to everybody on this block.
City officials hope to move quickly on the case to clean up what they call one of the worst cases of its kind. And the National Transportation Safety Board is calling for a nationwide ban of the use of cell phones and text messaging devices while driving. State Senator Travis Holdman of Markle, who sponsored Indiana's distracted driving law, says he saw this recommendation from the NTSB coming. However, Holdman says this kind of decision is one that the states need to be making. Holdman says it'll be a few years before any national legislation could pass, and this recommendation from the NTSB serves as a notice that actual legislation could be on its way. From the WBAT Newsroom, I'm Layla Price. The 1400 WVAT forecast for tonight, windy and mild with rain likely and a possible thunderstorm. Temperatures holding steady tonight. Thursday, cloudy, windy and mild with rain likely, a high of 55. Thursday night, partly cloudy, windy and much colder, a low near 30. Friday, sunny and colder with a high of 38. And Saturday, partly cloudy with a high of 37. You're listening to 1400 WVAT, your connection for sports, news and information.
This is Michael Reagan, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
Back here on the Gary Snyder Show, trying to recover from that Buddy Romer interview. Wow, he is a, I don't know, how would you, who best describe him? All right, what do we have up next? Before we get to our guests, Freightco, they are a leading freight company in Northeast Indiana, and they are growing, and they want you. That's right, Freightco is looking for owner-operators who want miles and home time. If this sounds like you, then listen up. Freightco offers a 92-cent CPM plus, that's in addition to, a competitive FSE that's on all dispatches. Freightco drivers average 2,500-plus miles a week and spend their weekends at home. They offer consistent lanes with mini bean drop and hook. So if you're looking for a company that puts customers and employees first or just want more information on what Freightco has to offer, give Ray a call. 866-397-2581, or you can visit them on the web at freightco.org. Freightco, they are a freight moving company. Can't remember that? Just go to GarySnyderShow.com. Want to thank over 15,000 of you that did last month. Thank you. While you're there, we know we have no poll up yet, but we will later on tonight. My latest literary masterpiece, Do You Have Food Stamp Envy, is up. Start slinging the arrows. All right, joining us now, co-host from this time of the day to the end of the show, Tom Marquis. Tom, say hi.
Good afternoon and happy hump day to you, sir.
Also joining us, our favorite state senator from up in Whitley County, that would be State Senator Jim Banks. Jim, welcome.
Great to be with you, and I'm sure I'll be a letdown from your last guest, but I'll do my best to be entertaining for the next few minutes. Good to be on the show.
Well, all you really need to do is drink about a case of Red Bull and pick the enthusiasm up a little.
I do drink my fair share of coffee, but I don't operate at that level of enthusiasm at this late time in the day. But I'll do my best, Gary. It's great to be with you and the show this afternoon.
All right, Jim. We get ever closer to the start of the General Assembly. I guess my first question for you today is that the House, was it a subcommittee or some kind of oversight committee today, said, no, we're not going to take a deeper look into the $300 million that miraculously appeared in a bank account that the state found. Your good friend Kip Tu screaming for that. You say what?
Well, yeah, I did read that today, Gary, that the State Budget Committee, which is made up of legislators from both the House and the Senate, said that there's no special investigation necessary. You know, there are two sides to this coin. Better that we found $320 million rather than find out that we didn't have it. But secondly, it does raise questions about how $320 million could just appear, and whether that means that somebody wasn't doing their job or not. Does that want investigation? I don't know if I'm in the minority of Republicans that think that we ought to probably look at those the process of collecting money for that fund and others, and make sure that there's not other pools of money out there that we don't know about. But certainly more due diligence is necessary, but I'll take the State Budget Committee's recommendation that there doesn't warrant a special investigation of any sort, but I'm sure it'll be used as a political football by the Democrats to attack the Republican administration, and I'm not sure that it rises to that occasion, but certainly does leave some questions unanswered.
Go ahead, Tom.
Well, you know, and I absolutely agree. I think that the Democrats are going to make more out of a mountain out of this molehill, and even though it's a very large monetary molehill, I think that, you know, they're certainly using that money to funnel back into the state, to help the state in a lot of ways. So I think the Democrats are going to use it because, I mean, they've got to use something. They've got to use something to come against the Republicans when it comes to right to work and many other things that are on the agenda, and they don't control the House, so they've got to use something. But on the flip side of the token, like you said, there's two sides to every coin, and I'm sure if the roles was reversed, the GOP would be going, you know, for blood after the Democrats, you know, saying, see, that's why, you know, it would be the same story, only reversed. I'm just glad they found the money. I'm glad that it is being funneled in a positive direction, and I think that Mitch Daniels is very good about that and very prudent about that. So, you know, I say, you know, let's just move on. The money's been found, and, you know, it doesn't really matter how it came about getting lost. Like you said, let's do something, better due diligence so that it doesn't happen again. It's a bit of an embarrassment, but I don't think it's a deal breaker to the people of Indiana, especially if it positively affects them at all. One of the things that I want to talk with you about, obviously, you know, there's the right to work, and there's a lot of other things that seems to be taking the spotlight for the upcoming assembly. But obviously, there's some other things that are on the table as well. And one of those big things is the all-day kindergarten. Where do you stand on that, and what are the thoughts on what you think may happen with that?
Well, it's interesting you bring up that issue. That's the first time anybody's asked me about full-day kindergarten and my position. During this past session, which was my first, of course, budget session, there was it was a similar situation. I chuckle a little bit. At the end of the session, it was determined that the state revenue projections were more than anticipated, so all of a sudden we had an extra $150 million or so, and that money was appropriated toward the end of the session in the biannual budget toward full-day kindergarten. I've read a lot of material on the subject. There's material that suggests that it's a good investment. There's material that suggests the opposite. now we're hearing again scuttlebutt about more funding for full day kindergarten. Tom and Gary, I'm a conservative that believes that our state government is bigger than it should be. It does more than what it should do. I'd like to see us talk about spending less money, not spending more money, and change the conversation from new programs and spending in areas like this toward how can we reduce the size of our state and federal government. So, you know, that's the perspective that I have. We've funded full-day kindergarten to almost a full extent. It's almost nearly fully funded. So let's move on to other priorities.
Well, you have a way of putting things, Jim.
I'm sorry?
Said you have a way of putting things.
That's right. I try. I'm sorry, I'm driving. I don't know how it is in Marion, but up our way, I'm driving in a storm. Hopefully you can hear me okay. But
I can still hear you. I can still hear you. Can you hold through a quick break, Jim?
No problem.
You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
This Christmas, when you put money in a Salvation Army kettle, expect change. Expect homes and hearts to be warmed. Expect empty stomachs and hungry souls to be fed. Expect need and despair to be transformed by hope and joy. Whether you give at our kettles or at SalvationArmyUSA.org, expect your contributions to change lives. The Salvation Army, doing the most good.
Lease, lease, lease. Lease, lease, lease. Leasing is back at Matthews Buick GMC Truck in Marion. Right now you can lease for less than $300 a month the 2012 Buick Regal, the 2012 GMC Terrain, and the 2012 GMC Sierra four-wheel drive regular cab. A brand new vehicle for less than your current car payment. See Matthews on the bypass in Marion for the details. Matthews Buick GMC Truck. 7 decades, 4 generations, 1 tradition. The great lease deals will have you singing. Lease, lease, lease.
Give you and your loved ones the gift of better health with an alternative to tobacco. eSmokes 519 North Washington Street in Marion wants to help you give the perfect gift for the smoker in your life by going electric with Green Smoke. You can grab a gift certificate or a starter bundle for the holidays, which includes chargers, 2 batteries, a case, and travel mug. Also, get a free 5-pack of cartridges with your starter kit and free gift wrapping. Go green, go electric with eSmokes. 519 North Washington Street in Marion.
With your 1400 WBAT weather update, I'm Chris Daniels.
And Christmas gifts are encouraged and expected.
What gifts, Jason?
Christmas gifts, of course. Those cheapskates at WBAT don't pay us to do their weather. The least they can do is give us a Christmas present.
Come on, Jason. We're not exactly dealing with the three wise men here. After all, they're in radio, for heaven's sakes.
I suppose you're right, Chris. I'll just rely on Santa.
Happy holidays, everyone, from Chris Daniels and Jason Myers at Indiana's News Center.
I am so crashing their Christmas party.
This is Fred Thompson, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
Superman, and I do know what's happening. We're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. Before we get back to our guests, which would be Jim Banks and Tom Marquis. First, I need to read. Barry Bunker Chevrolet is your hometown Chevy and used car dealership. Whether you're looking for that new Chevy or that perfect used vehicle, Barry Bunker Chevrolet has the car truck you're looking for at the price no one will beat. And when I say no one, what do I really mean? Exactly, no one. With their amazing inventory and deals to move that inventory, Barry Bunker Chevrolet is your one-stop shop for all of your new car, new and used car vehicle needs. Now let's talk service. Keeping your GM vehicle running at its best shouldn't be difficult. There shouldn't be any complications involved. Let Barry Bunker Chevrolet certified service technicians make maintenance simple for you. They are your one-stop shop for all of your maintenance and service needs. So here's what you need to do. Call 866-466-1956. Ask for Barry. Visit Barry on the showroom at 1307 North Wabash Avenue. And you can always check out everything Barry Bunker Chevrolet has to offer as far as inventory at barrybunker.com. And of course, I should not have to say this because you all should know it, but the name that is on the door is always on the showroom floor, Barry Bunker Chevrolet. All right. Hopefully we got our guest back. Who is with me right now?
This is Tom.
Hey, Gary, it's Jim Banks.
Hey, I got you both back. Amazing. And I did that without missing a beat either.
Impressive.
Hey, my radio skills sometimes scare me. All right, Jim, next question for you. The Shepard Kernan report has to do with local government reform. Hopefully we'll see a couple of these pass, at least with in regards to nepotism and maybe a few others. What do you expect from the governor's local government reform to be addressed this session?
Well, this is a major priority for the governor. Of course, the Kernan Shepard report came out a few years ago with a number of recommendations on local government reform, everything from the consolidation of three commissioners into one and making several elected offices appointed offices to eliminating township government. I've opposed most, if not all, of those reform efforts because I believe that local government, especially in rural Indiana where I come from, works very well. But there are a couple of issues, and state Senate President Pro Tem David Long, my leader in the Senate, has sort of advocated that to expect what he calls low government reform light with a focus on a couple of issues instead of focusing on huge issues like what I just mentioned to go after a couple of issues that you and I have talked about before, cracking down on nepotism in government and conflicts of interest in local government. And while both of those issues sound like fairly simple issues, they do get complicated. When you talk about the township trustee who pays his wife a couple thousand dollars a year to be the deputy trustee, if that township trustee would happen to hire someone else to do that job, they might have to pay them two, three, four times more to do it. And then if you talk about the conflict of interest issue in Columbia City, where I'm from, we just elected not in the district where I live, but another district, we elected a city police officer to the city council. That was by the will of the voters. So then you get into issues, do you want to take away the will of the voters' ability to elect a city employee, perhaps, to a city council? And, I happen to think that, that's an issue that I probably do support. If you serve on an elected body where you have anything to do with the benefits or the wages of the position that you hold, there's probably something wrong with that. So those are complicated issues that we're going to dig into on that front. I don't anticipate the big versions of those issues going anywhere as those issues failed on the floor of the Senate in the last session.
Go ahead, Tom.
And it's a pleasure to join you. I know you've been on the show a few times, and I don't know that I've ever actually had a chance to talk with you. But I'm very active in the politics here in Indianapolis as a ward chairman, and just have been around the Indianapolis State House for a long time. So I look at some of these other bills, like we were just talking about, all day kindergarten, and another one that strikes my attention is the industrial recovery tax act that allows vacant industrial buildings to get a tax credit, which I'm in favor of. And I think because of the fact that the way our economy is, a lot of companies have pretty much had to abandon ship. So what are your thoughts on that? And forgive me for not knowing the House bill number, but I think it's 1005. But I just was curious on what your thoughts are on that. I think that's a great opportunity to attract new businesses and to help businesses that are existing, that are struggling, to get a tax credit from vacant buildings.
Yeah, you know, Tommy, I try to keep an open mind on a lot of issues like that. Something that a lot of people don't know about me, I'm pursuing my master's degree in business currently, and tomorrow night I have two papers due for the course that I'm finishing right now, which happens to be an economics course. I've determined throughout that experience that it should be mandatory for every legislator in the State House to take an economics course. It's been very helpful for me, and when I think about issues like these, tax credits for this or tax credits for that, I'm always in favor of people paying less taxes, but I'm also in favor of letting the free market work, and some of these issues impede the free market's ability to work and for businesses, for government to get out of the way so businesses can grow and make investments on their own. And so some of those issues, I'll keep an open mind. Maybe you and I could talk about this issue some other time so I can learn more, but I'm often leery of issues like that impede the free market's ability to work and allow businesses to grow on their own.
All right, Jim, we're running out of time here. I want to thank you for joining us today. Anything real quick that you wanted to cover that maybe Tom forgot to ask you?
Well, I look forward to being with you next week, and we've had a lot of attention this past week on my bill to eliminate Indiana's inheritance tax, which is one of the worst, if not the worst, in the country. And another bill, I'm no stranger to controversy, but another bill that I've been championing that would allow guns on state college campuses. Maybe we can talk about that next week.
All right, Jim, where can people find you? Facebook, Twitter, websites, all that good stuff.
I'm not hard to find. Just Google my name. You'll find my Facebook, my Twitter page, and my website, The State House. Look forward to talking to your listeners, and hope you have a good night.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
Goodbye.
There you go, Jim Banks, your state senator, city of Marion. Covers part of Grant County, all of Huntington, all of Whitley, or most of Whitley anyway, and Wabash counties. Always like having Jim on. Does a great job of making himself accessible. And always look forward to his participation. All right. Still to come. I know you've been waiting. Do you have food stamp envy? Think about it. Food stamp envy. Do you have it? Do you know what it is? I will tell you coming up here in just a short few. Also, Rick Larson, producer of The Star of Bethlehem, will join us. Talk about his DVD, I guess, documentary, The Star of Bethlehem. And, he goes through the historical importance, both astrology. Been one of those days. He'll go through and give us the history of the Bethlehem Star and how even NASA uses it to go back in time and trace important moments in history. All right, want to thank Tom Marquis. Want to thank Governor Buddy Romer, former governor of Louisiana and Republican presidential candidate, for joining us. All right, next hour, Tom Marquis and Rick Larson, right here on The Gary Snyder Show.